Welcome to the 42nd episode of Take Off, the podcast, stories by students and classics. Today, I'm going to read the last few pages from Annie Proulx's novella, Brokeback Mountain. He stepped into Higgins' gift shop and busied himself with the postcard rack. "Ennis, what are you looking for rooting through them postcards?" said Linda Higgins, throwing a sopping brown coffee filter into the garbage can. "Seen a Brokeback Mountain." "Over in Fermont County?" "No, nor da here." "I didn't order none of them. Let me get the order list. They got it? I can get you 100. I gotta order some cards anyway." "One's enough," said Ennis. When it came, 30 cents, he pinned it up in his trailer, brass-headed tack in each corner. Below it he drove a nail, and on the nail he hung the wire hanger and the two old shirts suspended from it. He stepped back and looked at the ensemble through a few stinging tears. "Jack, I swear," he said, though Jack had never asked him to swear anything and was himself not the swearing kind. Around that time, Jack began to appear in his dreams. Jack, as he had first seen him, curly-headed and smiling and buck-toothed, talking about getting up off his pockets and into the control zone, but the can of beans with the spoon handle jutting out and balanced on the log was there as well, in a cartoon shape and lurid colors that gave the dreams a flavor of comic obscenity. The spoon handle was the kind that could be used as a tire iron, and he could wake sometimes in grief, sometimes with a cold sense of joy and release. The pillow sometimes wet, sometimes the sheets. There was some open space between what he knew and what he tried to believe, but nothing could be done about it, and if you can't fix it, you've got to stand it. You've been listening to the 42nd episode of Take Off, the podcast, featuring Annie Proulx's novella, Brokeback Mountain. And until next time, take care and a happy new year.